What up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Right back at you here in the first weekend of June. Eddie Greer, host of this Purple Project Podcast. K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports, right here in Manhattan, Kansas. This was mentioned in our latest weekly episode of the Purple Project Podcast. If you have not checked that out, please do that. Episode 160 of the Purple Project Podcast weekly with me and my co-host Alex Aiden. And staying on baseball, obviously, you got baseball rituals going right now, which I don't have to reiterate the obvious there, so I'm going to stay away from that. You can catch all that reaction on that pod. And then there was also Reaction Podcast, two missing out on regionals there. You can find that on the Purple Project Podcast feed. If you're a first-time listener of the pod, appreciate you so much for checking us out here today. Whenever you listen to this, if you love what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast. We have plenty of content for you guys, for you to listen to throughout the summer, and we'll continue to bring on weeklies every week. The dailies will take a step back officially. So until we get closer to soccer season, and obvious the football season as well, so trying to catch our breath here throughout a really, really busy week, or not a busy week, busy year of K-State athletics. Yes, we have track and field still out there. They're going to begin here this week with our three athletes. You're right, Bickenskate, Emma Robbins, and Caden McCall will do battle in the NCAA championships. On the field side, and of course, you're right, Bickenskate is the made it in the heptathlon, so she's going to be doing some track events there as well. That's the only person there that is in the track. Got in on the track side, really, if you look at it there. No other track athletes got in there on the NCAA side for K-State, so I wanted to put a little reminder on that. All right, so Tyson Nabers was named to the Collegiate Baseball All-America Third Team. This announcement came on Thursday. Nabers, a first team all Big 12 selection, becomes the first Wildcat to collect All-America honors from the collegiate baseball. And you got to go back not too far ago, a couple years ago, to Jordan Wicks, who got drafted in the first round by the Chicago Cubs in 2021. The sophomore right-hander led the Big 12 in 11 saves this season with a 1.85 ERA. The Roy City, Texas native struck out 86 batters, which ranked in the top five in the conference this past year. In 25 outings, Tyson Nabers earned a decision in 17 games, 5-1. He totaled 48 and two-thirds innings and only gave up 16 walks with his 86 strikeouts there. So a dominant ratio there. And teams, individuals that batting average against Nabers, well below 150. 135 guys have batted against them this year. That's a stout stat right there here on this Sunday as we record this pod. Sunday, June 4th, 2023. Nabers is 11 saves, ties third in the K-State program. Single season records there, and ranks ninth in the University of Kansas State there. And of course, we made it a daily not too long ago as well. Of course, Nabers is going to be, he accepted the invite to USA Baseball Collegiate National Team honors there. Well, he's going to be going to training camp trying to become just the second Wildcat in history. Well, actually, he already became that. He's only jumping way ahead of myself. He already did that. So he's trying to make the USA National Team next month, where they're going to be going to, I believe, either Japan or China. I want to say Japan. I think they're facing off against Japan, actually, here in the States there as well. So, yeah, I believe that's right, if my memory's correct right there. This award marks the first All-American honor for Nabers in his baseball career, while he becomes the program's 32nd postseason All-American and second under fifth-year head coach Pete Hughes there as well. So Tyson Nabers What an outstanding season, sophomore season for him. I believe Ty Rue is also a sophomore. I'm not 100% sure about that. I need to go check that out as well. But I know Neighbors for sure is a sophomore, so you're going to get two more seasons out of him. And, yeah, he's just going to get better, folks. And we made kind of a suggestion on that podcast this week. So I'm not going to reiterate that. You're going to have to download and listen to episode 160, wherever you get your podcast there on that. So Tyson Neighbors, third team, All-American team for the College Collegiate Baseball ranks in 2023. So big news coming out of that. I know, like I said, you mentioned it briefly on that podcast, but I didn't go into more details other than that. So, well, there you go. K-State Nation on that again. Appreciate you again on this Sunday, first weekend of June here. And things are going to are quieting down after track and field is wrapped up officially there as well. But there's other things going on as well. So we'll definitely continue to bring on the content. But if anything breaks from the norm, I'll be back on here to tell you all about it here on this podcast. But that's going to be the trigger flag on this edition of the PPPD Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast weekly. And this podcast, appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And stay tuned. I did record a couple more dailies, and they're going to be coming out early this week. So I got to get them on the feed as well. But for now, that's going to do it. Purple Project Podcast, PPPD edition. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.